Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Happy spring. Happy Mother's Day next week. Happy Saturday, my favorite day of the week because I do this show. Today's show, entitled, Making Incredible Physiological Phenomenon More Credible, Introducing the Spinal Wave. You're going to look at something today, a phenomenon in human organisms. In fact, a phenomenon in all mammals, probably a phenomenon in all of nature, taken for granted, overlooked, underestimated, frightening to many. When human beings do it, other human beings think it's weird. When you connect this physiological phenomenon to the healing arts, to the possibility that if one displayed this physiological phenomenon, that it might be related to a healing, most people would say poppycock. Lots of people would get scared. Lots of people would call it hocus pocus. Lots of people would call it witchcraft. And yet, as always, Medici Enterprises, Straight Talk on Health, attempts to give you a understanding rooted in hard science. And that better be our future. Turning what was once understood as just mere esoteric nonsense into something that can stick to your ribs in the trenches. How many of you are in the trenches? How many of you have symptoms? How many of you have illnesses? How many of you have psychological issues, anxiety, depression? How many of us are on antidepressants, anti-anxiety pills? How many of us understand what I'm about to show you? As always, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you're new to the show, it's better if you can get to the website. If you can't, as soon as you can, get on straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc. I want you to take a look at something. Go to the website and look at the bear. I have a polar bear. I have a YouTube segment. I had my tech put a YouTube segment of a polar bear right up at the top, just below the title. Take a look at that. Now click that on. I want you to watch the whole thing. It's going to be a minute or two. Take your time and watch the whole thing. Again, get on the website, straighttalk.cc, right below the title, the spinal wave. Look at the segment. It's called Trauma to the Bear. It's a polar bear being hunted down. Now click it and watch. Okay, you're 10 seconds into it. There's a helicopter. It's up over the tundra, probably the Arctic. And they're chasing it there. They're not going to kill it. They're going to knock it out. Why, I don't know, but just watch this, this massive bear. Wait till you see the size of this thing's claws. And it's running for what it knows to be its life. It's running on water. That water's really just frozen ice. Now, the bear is down. Look at the size of the paws on the bear. And they're describing those paws. I'm going to turn my volume up a little. They're describing those paws. And they're pointing out those paws are like sandpaper. Did you get to the part where they show the bear's fangs? Wouldn't you love that fang ripping into you? Now, what's it doing? It's shaking. Okay. It's a minute, 7 seconds into the video. So Whether you're following this or not, go to 1 minute and 7 seconds into the video. 1 minute, 7 seconds into the video. That bear's been hunted down. That bear's been shot with a tranquilizer. That bear's in shock. That bear's in deep trauma. And what is it doing? Look at that at 1 minute, 7 seconds into the video. Now, the gentleman that's talking in the video is explaining that the bear is aware that something's wrong. The bear is aware that there are people standing around him. The bear is having, as it's termed in this video, a very stressful experience. And what is that bear doing? That bear is shaking. That bear is in something that I'm going to call a spinal wave. That bear is doing something to its physiology that if human beings retained, if human beings had a consciousness and an understanding of what that bear was doing, and if human beings had sustained through civilization their ability to produce that phenomenon in their own bodies on demand, there wouldn't be any Prozac. There wouldn't be anything like emotional trauma stuck in the body. There wouldn't be anything like emotions causing disease. This is a very large statement. And I'm going to bring you to nature. Because who can argue with nature, right? We can call the rest of this demonstration today, the rest of these videos today, nuts and crazy and not realistic, not credible. We can attack them, but can you attack nature? No. It's harder to attack nature. And so I want to start with a polar bear doing what this gentleman is commentating now, and he's basically explaining this is what the bear's doing to get rid of its stress. Now watch this. This is absolutely fascinating. Let's continue. I stopped it at a minute 13 seconds. If you can go to a minute 13 seconds, keep going. Watch this. Now get to the point at a minute 18 where the gentleman is saying after he shakes and settles down, the bear is going to do deep breaths again. Now check this out. The animal has been hunted. Think of yourself. Think of yourself having an alien spacecraft descend upon you one night while you're walking home, and the spacecraft chasing you while you're sprinting for your life, and something you're not quite sure sticks a gun out of the alien spacecraft and shoots you with something. You go down. You're only in a semi-conscious state, and these aliens are surrounding you. And you start what? Shaking. See, now the notion is you're shaking with fright. You have to understand, the bear's not shaking with fright. The bear is shaking out its trauma. And that's what this gentleman's explaining. If you listen to the video later on your own, the gentleman explains he's shaking out his trauma. And then, and here's my point, the bear does something. It takes a couple of super, super, super deep breaths. Super, super, super deep breaths. At a minute 18 seconds. So take a moment and get to a minute 18 seconds. I hope you understand how to manipulate this video. Get to a minute and 18 seconds and watch this bear take its few breaths to finish what it started with the shaking. Listen to that bear at 122, 127, 129. The gentleman there is saying at about 132 into the, it looks a little bit unpleasant. This is fascinating to me. It has to grab you. You shoot a bear with a trank. The bear's going to go off in 20 minutes like nothing happened, back to normal. The bear's not going to hold it in its body. And the bear, to release the trauma, is taking very deep breaths. And the guy with the cap on and the blue collar at 1 minute and 32 seconds is saying it doesn't look pleasant. That meaning this bear taking these breaths doesn't look pleasant. That's fascinating. That's human beings rationalizing what keeps nature, nature. The reason mammals, other than man, live seven times the day they finish puberty. So we finish puberty at, say, 21. That means as a mammal, technically, as evidenced by other mammals, dolphins, gorillas, monkeys, so on and so forth, dogs, cats, we should be all living to about 140 years old. When your dog is 20 years old, it's 140 in human years. You all know that, you dog owners, cat owners. And this gentleman here is observing nature safeguard itself against types of traumas we would not stand up to for a week. Having body parts amputated, attacked for your life, what, once a week by another animal that wants to eat you? This makes living in the hood seem like living in Beverly Hills. I mean, there's no comparison between what the average human being suffers as stress and what animals suffer as stress. And what animals are doing appears bizarre to us. And that's the point. We've become so dissociated from our natural self. So look at this. A minute 32 into it. Watch the bear again. Listen to the bear. It lets off all that stress and is then able to relax. Listen to the bear. Go back again. Go back to, say, 1 minute and 27 seconds. Do it. 1 minute and go back to 1 minute and 19 seconds. Just take your cursor and on the bottom line, swing it back to 1 minute and 19 seconds and watch this bear again. 1 minute, 19 seconds. There he goes. I'll be the commentator. Deep breaths. Listen to those breaths. Listen to those breaths. Fascinating. It lets off all that stress, so says the gentleman. Sleep the thing off. Then he's going to go. Now, we're going to go to the slow motion at 142. We're going to go slow motion. Watch the bear at 142 in slow motion. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Absolutely fascinating. That's nature. That's nature. Fascinating. All right. Get out of that. Let's cut to something else. Let's cut to something else. Let's cut to what I don't think they got up here. I had a video of somebody that I don't actually see. Let me just click. Hang on 1 second. Today was video day. I have to see that we got all the videos. Let's see what we got. Hang on just 1 second. All right, I don't see one of the videos quite yet. All right. Then let's do this. Let's go to something else in nature. Let's go to network spinal analysis. Go to the second YouTube. Not the one on top, but the one down from that. The second YouTube. And that gentleman's name that you're looking at, his name is Donnie Epstein. This is the second video. His name is Donnie Epstein. Donnie Epstein is a chiropractor. This is the second video down. Donnie Epstein was a chiropractor. When I was in chiropractic school back in the 90s, the early to mid-90s, Donnie Epstein was lecturing across the campuses. Donnie Epstein was becoming famous. He was becoming famous for something called network chiropractic. Network chiropractic was a way to effectively induce exactly what you just saw the polar bear do. Network chiropractic.